What's up, DC? Welcome back to another edition of Locked On Wizards with SB Nation's Bullets Forever writer Ben Mahech and myself, Anthony Citadino. We are your hosts, and you are now Locked On Wizards, where you get everything Wizards basketball. We'd love to thank you all for tuning in whenever and wherever you may be making this show a part of your day. Make sure to go subscribe to the Locked On Wizards podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you may listen. Go throw us a follow on Twitter at Locked On Wizards. We have a great show ahead of us and a ton to get into. Ben and I will be going over the Wizards' latest win against Sacramento. The team is creeping up in the standings, one game away from a play-in spot. And yes, we will be talking all about the possibility of a potential playoff berth. But first, we want to let you know that today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com, use the promo code LOCKEDON15, and you'll get 15% off your next order. All right, Ben, let's get right into it, my friend. The Wizards took care of business in Sacramento on this road trip. 123-111. They are now 21-33, Ben. Huge night from our guys, Bradley Beal, Russell Westbrook. Brad, patented night, same as ever, 31 points. Russell Westbrook, classic triple-double, Ben. 25 points, 15 rebounds, 11 assists. Other guys contributing like Davis Bertans, Rui Hachimura. We have so much to get into about this win and really like where this takes the Wizards to moving towards the end of this season. Ben, let's get your takeaways really of the Wizards beating the Sacramento Kings at this point in the season and how dominant they looked, man. Like, what were your thoughts on Brad, Russ? I know Brad has been dealing with nerve damage, so let's get your thoughts on how Bradley Beal has played since he's been back.
Yeah, I mean, that Tuesday fireside chat I had when it was just me solo, I talked about the Wizards having to show up because we've seen this team beat the good teams. They've beat Utah in the past. They beat Utah before Sacramento, beat Brooklyn multiple times. They beat the Lakers. So they're capable of beating these really good teams, but they really are bad at carrying that momentum over when it comes to beating the teams they should be beating. And on Wednesday, I was curious as to how this team was going to show up, whether they would maybe have too much confidence or maybe overlook the Kings or what have you. But they really didn't. They took care of business from start to finish. That close to a 20-point lead. Russell Westbrook, I got to give credit where it's due. He looks like the Russell Westbrook of old, the all-NBA Russell Westbrook. He's been scoring efficiently. He's still the best rebounder on the roster and the best rebounding point guard of all time. He's been passing really well, keeping his turnovers low. He's really getting into a rhythm for mid-range at that post-up. The team does a really good job of clearing out space for him, and he's been banking in those shots. It's been a really efficient shot for him all of a sudden, and when it hasn't been for most of the season. So Russell Westbrook is finding his rhythm. He looks athletic again. He looks energetic. He looks healthy. And I think that's the most important part here. And when Russell Westbrook is healthy and he's playing at this all-NBA level, he's oftentimes the best player on the floor. And that's even with Bradley Beal on the floor sometimes. Like Russell Westbrook, when he plays at that super high level, he's often the best player on the floor. And when the Wizards have him and Brad firing and clicking like they have been, they're really tough to beat. We saw it against Utah. We saw it against Sacramento. And like you said, we'll get into it a little bit later. You know, teams with players of this caliber make the playoffs, and they're not lottery teams. And the Wizards are showing that in the Eastern Conference with these two all-NBA players that they're going to be able to possibly sneak into the playoffs. We'll see how they carry this momentum over. But yeah, they really did a great job of just taking care of business against Sacramento, I thought.
Ben, I totally agree with you. They did really, really well. And games like this, it's easy to sit here and say that Russell Westbrook probably was the best player on the floor for the Wizards. But I mean, that goes either way for both Russ and Brad throughout the entire season. Brad more so just because of how efficient he has been. But yeah, Ben, they've been playing well. They've been honestly rolling, and they are creeping closer to that play-in spot. So you and I, listen, we might have egg on our face, Ben, because you and I, we've been talking about all season pretty much, besides the beginning portion after that five-game run that they had. Since then, it's been pretty somber in the Lockdown Podcast And we have been predicting pretty much lottery season. They're not, they will not be a playoff contender. And Ben, this win put them in a position to be one game closer. So Ben, I love what they've been doing. I really do. I don't think their problems have been fixed, I guess. But adding a guy like, you know, Daniel Gafford is a component that they did not have before with Troy Brown Jr. As much as I love Troy Brown, he wasn't a lob threat. He wasn't a rim protector. And that, like we said, all season long, beginning of the season mainly, is that they were going to need help, the front court. They were going to need help defensively. They're going to need help protecting the glass and really just someone who can, you know, help rebound. And Ben, it was a quiet trade. It's not like, you know, a blockbuster of any sort, but yes, it did help him in some sort of way for sure. Chandler Hutchinson, I don't know how much that helped them, but still that's part of the trade, right? So Ben, yeah, they made a move that could potentially help them down the road, and we might see some playoff basketball. I don't know.
And that's the thing with the Wizards, right? I mean, I remember when they won eight of their last 11 games. There was this point in the season when they won 8 of 11, and we were talking about the Wizards like sneaking into 6th or 7th seed, and then they went on to lose like 10 of their next 12 or something like that. So never know what you're going to get with this team. I understand that they're now finally getting healthy and that Russell Westbrook looks like himself, but it wouldn't shock me that if tonight against the Pelicans, they get absolutely destroyed. This is why the Wizards, and I think Bradley Beal alluded to this after their win against Sacramento, that they just have to take things one game at a time. I think the disappointment of where they were in the standings early on really started to get to them. And you can see it in the way they played. There was no energy, no defensive effort whatsoever. The offense became stagnant. They just looked like a team defeated. And now I think they understand that there's really not much to lose. Most people have written them off. And I think most people around the league have written them off and cast it off. Russell Westbrook and Bradley Beal's kind of were even, you know, talking about him not even making an all NBA team at this point. So the Wizards don't have anything to lose, and they're starting to play like it. And when they're playing that free sort of basketball, they play really well. Davis Bertans is looking good again, and he's a huge component of their offense. I know we talk about Russ and Brad a lot, but when Davis Bertans is firing and hitting, the Wizards are a really, really good offensive team, and they need Bertans to keep playing at the level. And you mentioned Daniel Gafford. I think he's probably going to start for them sometime in the near future. So with the Wizards, I mean, it's hard to make a prediction. We'll talk about what a playoff berth could mean for this team in the future in terms of how it affects their future. But you just really never know what you're going to get this team. So it's hard to even say, like, you know, what we'll see even tonight, you know, against New Orleans.
Right, Ben. And in New Orleans, they're shaky as well. So we don't know what we're going to see. I mean, the Wizards, they have matched up really well against some great contenders in the league during the season. And so a lot of games, they match up so poorly to bottom feeder teams that, you know, like the Pelicans, like the, you know, Cleveland, like, I mean, these teams that have just been beating up on them. I mean, they have been dropping so many games. But again, Ben, I mean, what really matters is what's in front of us. They're a game out of a chance, of an opportunity to have a playoff basketball. And Ben, we know this is probably not what you want, what most of the fan base wants. The fan base probably at this point wants, you know, a rebuild of some sort. Maybe get a draft pick out of this instead of 4 quick losses, 5 games. Maybe you win, if they're lucky, 2 wins in the first round. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but still, we can't sit here and think that these guys are going to, if they are able to make their way to a playoff berth, 8 seed, 7 seed, most likely an 8 seed, but still, if they were going to, Ben, we can't sit here and say, like, you know, just bank on them making some sort of run. They haven't made a run all year besides the 11 game stretch that you talked about where they were able to win 8 out of their last 11, or early in the season where they won 5 straight. And that's fine and great, but still, I mean, you know, two runs that they've had this season, it does count late in the season. That's when it counts the most. So let's hope that they can keep it going, because New Orleans, they've been rocky, just lost to the Knicks. And you know, they're not working with much either. Obviously they're in a rebuilding phase. They're very fine with where they're at, right? The growing Zion, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and just a slew of, no, a, just a satchel of picks. So many, so many picks that they have. So yeah, Ben, I can see the Wizards easily getting a win though against New Orleans and keep this train rolling. They've been beating up on kind of the worst teams in the league and on the West Coast. So maybe they'll keep it going.
Yeah, and I want to talk a little bit more about that. I mean, you made a good point about the Wizards and what their playoff picture would look like if they were to sneak in. But I want to talk about what it means for their future in terms of Scott Brooks' future, Brad Beal's future, and just the general idea of how the Wizards want to approach, you know, the seasons to come if they were to make the playoffs. But before we do that, Anthony, I want to talk about Built Bar. It's the most delicious, the most nutritious protein bar on the net. You know, the other protein bars, they're not indulgent. It's not Built Bar. If you haven't had it yet, you have to give yourself a chance. It's my favorite protein bar on the market. It's cookies and cream. That's my favorite. But guess what? It's healthy. It's low calorie. It's low sugar. It's high protein, high fiber. You need to give yourself some Built Bar. Use the promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your next order. That's LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Anthony, Washington, like we just said, they're just a few games out of the play-in spot. Chicago owns the tiebreaker there, so that's why I believe it's two games. On Thursday, speaking of the Bulls, we learned that Zach LaVine will miss some time due to health and safety protocols, which theoretically will increase Washington's chances of making the playoffs because Zach LaVine is the best player in Chicago. Obviously, we wish Zach well, but just from a playoff standpoint, the Wizards have a chance to improve there. So, Anthony, I want to dig in a little deeper here because the Wizards have talked about playoffs all season long. And let's say they do sneak in because we were all under the impression that Scott Brooks was a goner if they missed the playoffs, that Bradley Beal's chances of returning decrease significantly if they miss the playoffs. I want to dig into that a little bit with you, Anthony. What kind of snowball effect is it going to have if the Wizards do beat the Pelicans and go on to beat the Pistons and so on and make the playoffs? What does that mean for like what the Wizards look like next year?
So Ben, if they do snowball into a playoff berth, if they find some rhythm here at the end of these 18, 19 games, whatever the however many they have left here down the stretch, and they do make it to an 8 seed, a 7 seed, whatever it may be, and let's say they put up a fight, right? Like they win. I mean, I would not be surprised if they won a game or two against the Brooklyn Nets. I mean, like we've seen them play against them.
Against the Nets.
If they go 6 against the Nets, then yes. I mean, Tom. I mean, that if they go 6 against the Nets, then Ben, Tommy Shepard, he's still in Washington. Scott Brooks will have his extension, and they will be from what Tommy Shepard has told us, they will be moving forward with continuing trying to build on a playoff team, continuing trying to build a quote unquote contender in the Eastern Conference. They will not continue to they will not try to rebuild like in this kind of half, you know, little seesaw that they're in right now. But if they go 6 games with the Nets, which is not the most improbable, we've seen them beat them, you know, a couple times. I know it's been miracle like Ben. I know that we've talked about this, but still they've matched up well against the Nets. And Ben, to tell you the truth, for contenders this season, to name a few, against the Nets, Suns, Denver, the Lakers, Utah Jazz, I consider them all contenders, would you?
No doubt, yeah.
Absolutely, right? The Wizards, 8-2. Which is absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It really, really is. And we can't just sit here and say that regular season games are going to be just like the playoffs, because obviously 7-game series are much different, and that's just how the NBA weeds out the best teams. And the best team usually wins, right, in the NBA. So for those series. But Ben, if they do make the playoffs and they do somehow get an eight seed against a Brooklyn Nets team, I can so see them being super competitive with them. They've played so well against them this season. Why wouldn't they be competitive?
I want to get your take on, I agree that the chance of Scott returning and Tommy returning, I think that's, Tommy's almost a lock if they make the playoffs. Scott, I'm a bit.
Scott's a lock. Scott's a lock.
You think Scott's a lock too?
If they make the
playoffs.
What
if they get swept in the playoffs though?
I think if they make the playoffs, man, they've always
okay,
rewarded.
Okay, so let's talk
because they've
that.
Always rewarded.
You're right.
They've always rewarded these types of like these seasons, even not playoff season. They've always rewarded seasons. So I think that
so
Tommy
Shepard's
gonna
make of that. What do you make of that, Anthony? Like, do you think that's the right call? Do you think just making the playoffs should be enough if for a team like the Wizards? Or do you think they should demand more? Like, do you think if Scott Brooks just makes the playoffs, that that's enough for him to warrant another contract with the Washington Wizards? Because let's say he's had 5 years in Washington. He's one of the most highly tenured coaches in the league.
Right,
so do you
think
just making the playoffs, maybe winning a game or two is enough to warrant him coming back? And,
now,
and to convince Bradley Beal to stick around long term, like what? How do you think this should affect the future? Not how it will, but how do you think it should? Like, if I can't really wrap my head around it, but
no, yeah, it's tough to wrap that question that you just asked, all of that around anyone's head who has kept close tabs with the Wizards this year. Really, I mean, this team has done awful this year in my mind, really. With the players at hand, with the opportunities that they've had at hand, that they really haven't done much in free agency. They didn't do much during the trade deadline. They made that one trade that we just spoke about, Ben, but we're talking about trades that would actually like truly, truly help them in like in a playoff setting. So no, Ben, they thought they came into the season. They thought Russ was enough, right? Brad and Russ were going to be enough. We get, you know, John is gone. Now we have a healthy Russ, quote unquote, healthy Russ. He started the season not healthy, forced him to play with a quadricep injury for what? 20, some, however many, like, I think around 20 games, whatever it was, he wasn't playing back to backs. And we just, everyone around the league thought the Wizards were going to go on this run and going to be a solid playoff, you know, component this year in the Eastern Conference. And that just wasn't the case. And right now we're sitting here a game out of contention, of quote unquote contention, just this year, because it's still COVID weird, right? Like, we're dealing with these playing games now. We never have dealt with before. It's been so clear cut. 1-8, both sides. You have sole possession of that seed. That's what it is. Now we're dealing with this. Ben, just making the playoffs this year, if they somehow got into a playoff or a playing spot, if they lost whatever, and then they won that second game and they were able to secure, there's three games total, right? So the seventh seed and the eighth seed, they play each other for the seventh seed. That loser plays the winner of the 9 and 10 seed, and then they play for the 8 seed, which is so utterly confusing. I don't even want to talk about that anymore. It makes my head hurt. But so if they're able to get an 8 seed out of that, and then they get swept, I think 100% he will get the extension. I don't think that's the right direction this team should be going, just based off the season that at hand, because Ben, if this was a normal season, a regular season, they'd be out of the playoffs. They'd be looking forward, looking towards the lottery and really free agency at hand and trying to build a team for the 2022 season. So no, I don't think, especially when they're scratching and clawing, and if they're able to, and that's so many ifs, and Ben, that's so many ifs, because right now the East's shaping up to be really a war. There's like six teams within like a game of each other. So Ben, I love Scott Brooks. I'm not sitting up here saying that he should be fired, but I don't think that'd be the right direction for either of them to go. I think Scott Brooks would be a hell of an asset somewhere else. I of course I would think that, but right now, to be the head coach of the Washington Wizards, especially if they get swept, if what you're saying, if they get swept, that means that, hey, it's probably time to move on. It's probably time to try something different. See, Russ may want out somewhere, but he has that option. He'll probably take that option. It's a lot of money. Bradley Beal, if he does get swept in the playoffs, I still can't sit here thinking that he's going to want out 100% because he's been so loyal so far. And that might just make him hungrier to want him to make him want to try and come back even more and more and more to try and keep winning with the Wizards. So Ben, to answer your question, I think they should move in a different direction, both with their coaching staff, their front office, really, and try and go in a different direction next year, because the past 2 years, they've went in the same direction. Honestly, you can make the argument for 3 years. You can make the argument for the past 3 years. But really, overwhelmingly, the past 2 years, they have went in the same exact direction. And this year, we thought was going to be overwhelmingly different. And it's looking identical. And somehow they have this opportunity just because of COVID and what that has brought among the world in sports and everything, right? So now these play-in games come into play. Man, a team like this. But the franchise, the Wizards, their front office that has proven to reward, I mean, the ownership that has proven to reward seasons like this, I would not be surprised. So if they make the playoffs, I'm on record saying that 100%, I would think, no doubt in my mind, Scott's getting the extension, and we still have Tommy next year if they make the playoffs, no matter what.
That's sobering, Anthony, and I think it's valid given this team's history. I just think, you know, in the NBA now you have a 67% chance of making a play-in or playoff spot, which means that there's a stronger likelihood that you make a play-in or playoff spot than it is that you don't. So to me, it's like, why would you reward that? You can accidentally make it. I mean, you can be a team that wants to lose and literally stumble into one or two wins that were unexpected, and bam, all of a sudden you're in one of these play-in or playoff spots. And to me, that doesn't really warrant rewarding anybody for
It's not an ideal spot for the NBA right now.
I mean, if you're the Wizards, it's just like, shouldn't you want more? Like, you should want to be one of these young teams that are continuing to grow and put themselves in a position to win a championship in 3, 4, 5 years. And the Wizards are just right now just treading water, it looks like, and just hoping to get 4, 5, 6 more games. It's just like, what do you actually get out of that if you're the Wizards? I get it, though. Their entire thinking is, if we make the playoffs, it's easier to lure free agents. It's easier to convince Bradley Beal to stick around. And I understand that, but I think you have to think long term. And the Wizards have just struggled to do that year after year after year. It's just, what is this team's, if I asked you, Anthony, what is this team's long term plan? Like, what is the long term plan if you're the Washington Wizards?
The only long term plan they have in place, the only long term plan, is Bradley Beal. And that is such that is such a fragile plan.
But what is the plan?
You have no idea.
Like, what do you do?
And
you have
Ben,
Bradley Beal, and
Ben,
then what?
Ben, hey pal, that's the plan. Okay? That's what we've seen. Okay. That's what we've seen is Brad. That's the plan right now, okay? Because Russ, he's going to grab that option next year, obviously. Who wouldn't? What is it, 45, 46?
Yeah, something like that. Insane.
Like, absolutely absurd. So he's going to, yes. But Bradley Beal is obviously their main component, their plan, their savior, really. I mean, Brad is who they have. And if he requests a trade, that I'm pretty sure, but I hope that ownership, front office, they've spoken about this, that once that happens, if they have planned for it, which I Ben, everyone talks about it, why wouldn't they have talked about it? But if they'd hopefully have a plan set in place for, you know, for rebuilding, right? I mean, what do you do after that? Because Brad, if that's their only plan right now, because we can't say that their young guys are a plan. We can't say that Rui Hachimura and Denny Avdija are their main plan right now, because what was their plan with their last handful of first round draft picks? I mean, Troy, I mean, Brown, they're gone.
Kelly and Troy Brown were like their most recent picks.
Kelly
before.
Oubre, he's gone.
Okay. Troy's gone.
You know,
Otto Porter's gone.
Otto Porter, yeah, I was just thinking of his name. Otto, he's gone. So right now, I'm not going to sit here and say that their young guys are their main plan. Absolutely not. They have proven that they're able to draft capable young talent, great talent. I'm not saying that they can't develop talent, But I'm going to sit here and say that they cannot hold on to their young talent, or that they don't have like a good plan for their young talent. And it's just they create awkward situations. I mean, John, that was a strange situation on the way out. I mean, obviously, the Troy Brown, I mean, he had no role after having like almost 30 minutes a game the year prior. So, Ben, if you're asking me, I mean, if you ask me what their plan is, I immediately think Bradley Beal, and they have no clue else, like what else to really do. I mean, they had Brad and Russ, and they chose to sign Robin Lopez, Anthony Gill, Howell Neto. Those were their feelers. Those were their feelers, right? And Ben, and if I asked you that same question, what is the Wizards' plan right now? What is Tommy's plan right now?
I have no idea, dude. And I think that's the issue. And I think,
bro, I'm play Bradley Beal 35 minutes and just give him the ball, say 70% of the game, right? Like,
dude.
What have we been watching all year? It's just, Ben.
There's just so, when I think of good NBA teams, there's you can see what they want to be in 2 or 3 or 4 years, and with the Wizards, it's hard to see, because in 2 years they could easily be the worst team in the NBA, because in 3 years Bradley Beal might be gone.
That's what I'm
so
saying,
it's
right?
It's like, really hard
about,
to.
You're talking about 4 years down the road. I mean, at that point, Russ is 36. At that point, Brad's in his 30s. And
who? That's why you need a plan, because careers come and go. And the Wizards, look, when they had John, you could ask the same question, like, what was your plan? And it was like, rebuild through the draft. But then you look at what they did, and they really didn't end up doing that. They ended up signing a bunch of veterans. And that obviously.
This is why I say their plan is Brad. And like they planned around Brad, and like they threw Russ. They traded John for Russ, and then they threw guys like, you know, Isak Bonga and Robin Lopez and you know, Len and all these guys. They're solid role players for teams for sure. But Ben, we're talking about trying to build a strong team around a superstar or two superstars at that, and they flat out didn't. They have a bunch of like random role guys that are capable to contribute on any NBA team, right? They really could off the bench, absolutely. But we're talking about guys that are given starting roles, that are sometimes asked to lead team, like lead games. I mean, Howell Neto had to lead a couple games this season, with like the absence of Brad and Russ, and you see some of the minutes that Robin Lopez is given randomly, and Isak Bonga is thrown around randomly. I mean, 2 minutes here, 28 minutes there. It's just, Ben, there's no plan. I mean, if you ask Scott that question right now, what was the plan? I mean, the plan has been change the plan every game pretty much and see what the rotations are like, right? And we're sitting here saying, okay, then what is their plan for next year? Right now, if they make the playoffs, I mean, they're probably praying. If they don't make the playoffs, they're praying that Brad stays, right?
That's big. I guess the whole...
That is their plan.
The whole plan is just hope. And I think there's going to be
Ben brought us to church. Now we're praying.
I mean, hey, maybe that's all the Wizards got right now is a hope and a prayer. But Lockdown Wizards fans, let's talk more hoops, man. I hope that was kind of pseudo-depressing, pseudo...
Dude, when you ask scary questions, you know, in the great words of Samuel L. Jackson, yeah, scary answers, baby. Like, yeah, it's there's no plan in place, and it makes you and I sad. It makes all of our listeners sad. But guess what, guys? We got more basketball coming up tonight, and you know what? Against the Pelicans, you might see a couple of hook shots from Robin Lopez. You might see a three, and you know what to do when he hits a three, right? But before we get into more Wizards hoops, more talk about hook shots from Robin Lopez, because that's the only bright side of the season besides Brad and Russ. We want to tell you guys about Bet Online. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Ben loves it. He uses it for all his NBA, college hoops when it was on, NHL uses it all the time. Bet Online even covers award shows, TV shows, reality TV, real-time updated odds and prop bets on almost anything that you could imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head over to the website, use your mobile device to sign up today, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Make sure to use the promo code LOCKEDON. Get more analysis on the top prospects available in this year's NBA draft, the Locked On NBA Draft podcast. Scouting reports, draft rumors, mock drafts, and full coverage of March Madness 4 days a week from credentialed draft experts. Follow the Locked On NBA Draft podcast on the Audacity app or wherever you may listen to podcasts. Ben, let's just get right into it, man. Big preview coming up tonight. New Orleans. Woohoo! NOLA, baby.
What was that?
What do we got?
Was that your Mardi Gras? Was that your Mardi Gras preview?
That's me in the balconies.
Oh, man.
Mardi Gras, chucking beads.
Oh, man. No, bad.
You don't want that image. You don't want that image. You don't want that awful, awful image. No. But yeah, it's a lot of fun down there in New Orleans. And our boys are going there. So what do we got, Ben? Zion Williamson, Brandon Ingram.
Zion Williamson, who I'll add, is just a smidge better than Sean May. His career has definitely, I think, taken off at this age. Look, Zion Williamson, I think a lot of people had question marks coming into the league, myself included. I thought he would be very good right off the bat. I didn't think he'd be this good. He's one of the most efficient, big – I don't even know what you call him. He's just positionless. He can play the three or four. He can play the five. He's just – just a boulder of a man child, and he's only 20 years old, and he's the closest thing we've had to Shaq, I think, in a really long time. He's dominant. He's basically unstoppable in the paint. He shoots like 65% in the paint. I don't know who the Wizards are going to throw at him. I'd like to pick your brain there. It's like, do they throw Rui at Zion? Like, who do you – that's a question everybody in the league.
I'd say Rui.
Effort, I guess, right? Maybe.
Right? Yeah, I mean, you know, right? You throw one of those big guys on him. But I'd say Rui is going to either go at Ingram or Zion because, right, I mean, Rui's just one of the most capable defenders on the team. So, yeah.
Yeah, Anthony, I think – this is a tough matchup for the Wizards. I really do think so. A lot of teams have more size than Washington.
Oh, yeah.
The Pelicans are a big team.
Their front court is just brutal.
Yeah, the front court is brutal. And the Pelicans are a tough matchup in that sense because Steven Adams and Zion Williamson, does it get more difficult than that in terms of like bruising big men? And Washington right there, it's a tough matchup. I think Russell Westbrook is absolutely going to dominate this game. Eric Bledsoe is in for some trouble. There's no one on this roster that can even come close to guarding Bradley Beal, but it'll be interesting to see how they match up. Maybe they.
That's the thing, right? Like it's very give and go with these two rosters, right? Like no one can guard Zion. Like that goes for most of the league, right?
Yeah.
Most contending teams can't guard Zion. He's always coming out with 28, 34, 7 and 5, whatever these stat lines are, he just puts up absolutely astronomical numbers and we love seeing it. And Ben, Brandon Ingram, he'll probably have a great game too, depending on his shooting. But again, right, Russell Westbrook is going to, I mean, go absolutely off. Bradley Beal is going to give us another like 30 to 40 point game. That dude could still drop 50 on a moment's notice, 60 on a moment's notice. So you obviously got to watch out for those guys. And yeah, Ben, who knows? Rui might really play well against them. I mean, a lot of teams have been playing really well against the New Orleans Pelicans lately. Maybe these playoff games are meant for them. Listen, the league loves Zion, Ben. Adam Silver loves him.
Hey, can't blame him, right? I mean, Bron's looking at little Bronny and thinking, hey, man, it might be time for me to call it a career. But it's interesting that we talked about the play-in stuff because the Pelicans are a game and I think a game and a half out of one of those play-in spots. So these games are just as important to New Orleans as they are in Washington. So
no doubt.
Let's make quick predictions here before we let these guys enjoy their weekend. I think the Wizards win again. I think Russ keeps going on his tier. This is a perfect ending to Russ's season because he does this every year. I mean, Houston fans, I think, will tell you he started the season off pretty rough in Houston. And then at the end there, he was playing so well that he ended up getting an all NBA spot. I don't think he'll end up getting an all NBA spot this season, just because the Wizards are
travesty,
good, but he's playing at that level again. And I think, look, you've been a supporter all year long. I'll admit it. I was lower on Russ than you. He's proving me wrong. He's obviously still capable of playing at this elite, elite type level. And I think he's going to have another amazing game and lead the Wizards to victory. When he's playing like this, man, Russ is arguably, I mean, damn. And when he's playing like this, he's a top literally top 15 player in the league again.
Yeah, I don't doubt that at all. I don't doubt that at all. I don't doubt even like if when he's playing the best ball of his game, I don't doubt put him in the top 10. I don't doubt it, man. When he's on that level, when he's having those games where he's shooting efficiently, where he's not turning the ball over. Yes, those days are absolutely awesome. And he earns it. I mean, he works. Brad and Russ, those two guys probably work as hard as anyone else in the league, right? And Ben, I do want to predict a win, but I think it's better luck if I predict a loss. Every time I predict a loss, they always get this dub. So guys, I'm going to go with a loss here. Hopefully that will end up resulting as a win and keep this train going.
And here's a challenge here, Denny and Rui, if you're listening and Wizards fans paying attention here. We know that the Pelicans are loaded with these star young players with Brandon Ingram and Zion Williamson. Rui and Denny aren't talked about in that way. I think they need to play with a little bit more of a chip on their shoulder. Denny Avdia, he's got to end his rookie season on a better note. He's been struggling as of late.
He got a starting spot back, so he's got the opportunity. He's got a
spot back, and there's way too many games where he plays 25-plus minutes and scores 6 or less points.
Ben,
and
that's he shoots 4 freaking shots, and the kid's got to –
But
he's got to
be more aggressive.
Right. He's got to find more opportunities out there when he's given that chance. He's got to move more.
He's got to move more, and I think he's got to hit the shots that he takes. I get it. He's not a catch-and-shoot shooter, but like if those are the shots you're getting out, you got to hit them. And
again, I just don't want to hold it against him, especially with two guys as intimidating on your team as Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook.
Not at all.
Right, because, I mean, 19-year-old kid coming, playing how he just played in Israel, being probably one of the main components on his team, coming here, whole new offensive setting, two probably Hall of Fame players, just absolute superstar studs. Just, I mean, the way that they play, it's got to be intimidating. So yes, and he wants to make them proud too. Those are the leaders of the team. So yes, I mean, in a team dynamic sort of thing in the locker room, that all counts. And yeah, Ben, we want to see more games from Denny. We want to see him keep scoring and rebounding the ball because we know that he can. We want to see him shoot more because we know that he can hit from outside. But he needs to find these shots. He needs to be more aggressive and get open. You want the ball? You hear it all the way back in freaking modified basketball. Get open. You want the ball? Find the ball.
And with Denny, it's not even like getting the ball and stuff. That'll come. For me, it's like when you see the opposing side and you see Brandon Ingram, who's an all-star at 23, who's just a few years older than you, who's already become one of the best players in the league, have some dog in you. Like, go after him. If you got to foul him hard, foul him hard. Like, die for this ball. If you get an open layup, man, scream your head off. Like, just make your presence known. If you're Denny, make sure we know that you're on the court. That's his biggest problem right now because sometimes he blends in so well where you forget he's even on the court. Well, he'll play 30 minutes. He gets 3 shots and he'll get some rebounds and he'll get a fast break. But it's like you need to make sure that people aren't forgetting that you're on the court, that Brandon Ingram remembers your name and these players start remembering who you are.
So you want him to get a little feisty in the defense.
Get feisty, man. Do what you need to do because if you're not getting shots, how else are you going to get involved? Do whatever you got to do so we don't forget. Hey, become that player with that reputation, that defensive player that everybody hates to play against, but everybody loves to have on their team. If that's the role you got to carve out for yourself, carve it out. And the Wizards need those players. So go for it, Denny.
No, you're right. And I just want to see him be more aggressive in the offensive end. It just seems like when he does not have the ball in his hands, he's just not that aggressive. And that's just probably how he's played his whole life, Ben, right?
He's probably been
the best player on every team that he's ever played on,
no doubt.
Until he came here. So he probably has always had the ball in his hand, and now he's probably trying to transition right now, which is tough. And I don't blame him, but still, you're 100% right. He needs to find that dog in him. He needs to 100% just go balls to the walls, just 100%. Hack someone if you got to. I mean, get in someone's face. Make your presence known. You're 100% right. And I think our Israel listeners can attest to that. They want to see that.
Maccabi, when we were watching his tape, and Maccabi, that's how we played. It was fiery. He was screaming at the fans, and he was that sort of guy. And that's partially why the Wizards wanted him, because that's the sort of style of basketball they wanted to play, and they really haven't played that this year. So They have a chance to turn
Ben.
the season around. They're just a
They
few
do,
games
bud.
out, and Denny could really help do that. But hey, to our
Ben.
Israeli fans, to our Japanese fans, to our fans statewide, thanks for listening. Anthony, you got anything else before we let these guys go?
Ben, Russ, I gotta bring up at the last second here at the podcast, but
yes, please.
Russ, 11 triple double shy of.
Are we officially on Russell triple double watch?
Dude, I mean, the countdown's here, right?
Okay.
He's almost within 10 of passing the big O, the great Oscar Robertson for all time. He's got 182 triple doubles. Russ is 11 away. So
yeah, he's doing that this year, by the way.
So hey, 18 games left,
yeah.
Right? So
no.
Ben, it's on watch.
He could easily have 18 more triple doubles this season.
I don't doubt that at all. Literally, I mean, he can literally just triple double out.
Okay, Wizards, but look at that. Friday, positive Friday over here on Lockdown Wizards. I want to thank you guys for listening. We'll be back with you again on Monday. If you haven't already, go subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcasts. It's Lockdown Wizards, and we'll be back with you again on Monday.